Join us for the Sharks NHL Draft Party on June 28th at 3 p.m. Witness the Sharks select number one overall for the first time in franchise history and celebrate the team's future with fellow Sharks fans. Don't miss out on experiencing this historic event with an electrifying atmosphere at SAP Center by securing your tickets today at sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal. That's sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal.
He scores! Score! Score!
The San Jose Sharks proudly present Sharks Hockey Digest. Here's your host, Dan Ruzanowski.
While the 23-24 NHL season was a disappointing one in the standings for the San Jose Sharks, progress is being made by individual players as they stride forward in their goal of being part of the next wave of core players that GM Mike Grier can depend upon. Defenseman Mario Ferraro upped all of his numbers, achieving a career best in games played, average time on ice, shots on goal, assists, and points. He led all Sharks defensemen in most of those categories, including being asked to be on the ice in the most critical moments of the game. For all defensemen, the opportunity to score a goal is always a highlight, and for Ferraro, that happened three times during the campaign. He hadn't scored a goal in 34 contests on December 10th when he notched his first one in a road game against the same team that he had last scored against. That team, the Vegas Golden Knights.
And here we go. Faceoff has been dropped and the puck is inside the Sharks zone. Grabbing it there is Kyle Burrows, rushing to center. Bumped there by Kolesar, but flicks it in on the left wing boards. Grabbed by Granlund, cuts behind the Vegas net. One hand on the stick, he protects the puck effectively. Fed it off the boards back to the point men. Burrows, left side, shot, score! Mario Ferraro, his first of the year, getting it from Burrows and from Granlund. Granlund's puck protection, the key to the whole goal. And 29 seconds into the first period, it's the Sharks 1 and the Golden Knights nothing.
Well, for whatever reason, Mario's stronger offensive outputs came while the Sharks were away from home. He had two games in which he had three assists, one in Vancouver on December 23rd and one at Ottawa on January 13th. His second goal of the season also came on the road in Nashville on March 19th.
Here's Ferraro, shoots, score! Sharks get the faceoff. Mario Ferraro snaps one up top to the stick side on Saros. That was a beautiful shot, and winning a faceoff starts it all. Sharks 2, Predators 1.
Then, as the season wound down, Mario scored his third and final goal of the season in the home finale against Minnesota.
And the Sharks' Ferraro will push it ahead and get it out to Granlund. Tips forward, Eklund down the right, walking in, drop pass, Ferraro, shot, score! Mario Ferraro on a nifty drop pass from William Eklund, and the Sharks score their second goal of the game. It's Minnesota 3, the Sharks 2.
While he was happy with his better offensive games, Ferraro had a realistic and a positive attitude as he outlined his evaluation of the year.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, is obviously it being a tough season, you know, we still survived it, right? And you could look at it like you look back and you try and learn things from the season, and you know, you have some time to put the work in and be ready for next training camp. And I think that you know, that definitely gives that's a positive outlook on it. Obviously, you don't want to take any year for granted, right? And I don't think that this is a wasted year. I think there's a lot of growth that can be made from it, and you know, that's what builds the confidence. And you know, at the end of the day, if you work hard this summer and you earn that opportunity back in September, October, it's going to be a clean slate and a fresh opportunity again. So yeah, that's you know, that kind of gives us a little bit of a mental break. I think right now it's a good opportunity too, though, to kind of forget about hockey for a little bit, refresh, and enjoy our lives outside of it, and then build up that energy and that motivation to continue to get better and get ready for September.
Ferraro acknowledged that missing Captain Logan Couture for the bulk of the campaign was a bitter blow. He says it will be great to get a healthy Logan back.
Yeah, I mean, that would be everything. He's obviously our captain, and he's, you know, he's biggest part of this team, really. And you know, I feel really bad for him with how the year went for him. I know I've talked about this before, I think with you, but he's a competitor. He wants to be out there. I know he's dying to be out there. I feel sorry for him that he wasn't able to compete this year, but I have no doubt that this summer, you know, is going to be a big summer for him and recovering and stuff like that. And, if we have him next year, I'm sure this whole room would feel a lot better just seeing your captain in the room getting ready for a game with you. So you could see it when he came back for just those six games. We won three or four of those six games, which just didn't happen very often this year. And, you know, that's just saying a lot. And obviously he was dealing with, you know, battling with those injuries at that time. And, you know, to have him healthy would just be huge for us, for sure.
In Logan's absence, Ferraro noted that Luke Cunnan and Mikael Granlund really did a great job by taking on some of the alternate captain's responsibilities.
I thought they were great. You know, I spoke about this a little earlier and or just before the season was ending, and I thought Cunny, you know, you could see it the way he plays. He's a leader. He does what it takes to win games, or he'll fight if he needs to. He'll block a shot. He'll do whatever it takes, and that's a guy that people look up to. We always have, even when he didn't have the A on his jersey. So I'm proud of him. I thought he especially stepped up in the second half and games got tough. He was always in there, always in the scrum to the last puck drop. Even in Calgary at the end of the game there, got in there, and we were able to put one in to deflect the shutout. So, you know, he's all over the ice, and he's important for this group, even off the ice. Just a great guy to look up to. And Granny, same thing. I think he's a little bit different of an approach. He's more of a quiet guy, but I had conversations with Connie saying that he's, you know, one of the best guys that I've played with. He's just he's always positive. He's if I could be yelling on the golf course when I'm hitting a bad shot, he's always, you know, trying to, it's all right, you know, just, it's okay, it is what it is, just stay positive, man. Like, you know, like, he's always positive, and like, you think that in a year like this, it, as hard as it can be to be that way, like, that's what he's about. And obviously, you know, his play speaks for itself. You guys see it. He's really, really important. So I think that, you know, him having the A was really good for this group.
When your team only wins 19 games, there is nowhere to go but up. And Mario was looking forward to that with the Sharks.
I sure hope so. I mean, that's how you're always looking. You're not looking to go downhill. But sometimes those moments happen, and for the better at times, right? So obviously we're looking to climb. And, you know, I think we got a high ceiling here. And, you know, that's how all our mindset has to be if we do want to get there someday. So I'm excited moving forward. I always get excited for another opportunity to get better. And, I think we should really take advantage of that and seize that opportunity.
The process to getting there can be painful at times. Does he ever get impatient at how long the process is taking? Ferraro was pretty emphatic about that.
No. I mean, you can go years and years. All you need is one opportunity and you can win. So it only takes one. That's my job is here. My job is to win here. And it's sort of, when you say it like that, it actually kind of motivates me a little bit more, because what a story, I'm thinking what a story that would be, right? It's been a long time. I haven't played playoffs yet. What a story it would be to turn it around. That's what really fuels my fire. It's something that's very, very motivating for me. So no, my patience hasn't ran out. It never will. If it does, then I won't be in this league anymore. It's just the way it works. So I'm always ready to compete, ready to get better, and I'm excited for, again, another summer of building towards that.
What interesting lessons did Mario learn about himself and his team this past year?
I think that, you know, like I said, like, as a group, we learn from, you know, battling in circumstances that aren't particularly fun for us as a group, being in, you know, the games that you're not in the playoff spot, you're not competing for that, that championship. like I said, when we are winning, it's going to feel that much better. You know, our confidence and our energy is going to be that much better. As an individual, I think that I did learn on a few things that I want to work on this summer. I thought there was things that I worked on last summer that came to fruition or that I improved on that showed this year. And now I think that with a tough year like this, it kind of brought out more things that aren't necessarily the good parts of my game that I can work on. So, you know, it made that a little more clear to me, and which I'm grateful for. Yeah, I think that's a big thing too.
Were the statistical analytics a little more challenging for the defenseman on the team?
No, I think it's hard for everyone. I think a big part of playing, you know, creating good offense as a forward is being a good defender as well, having a good stick and stuff like that. I mean, talk about missing Logan this whole year. He's one of those guys that is one of the best defensive forwards that I've ever played with, and he creates, has no problem creating offense. So, you know, it's tough on everybody, I think.
One big question. How is Mario Ferraro a better defenseman now than at the start of the season?
I think overcoming that adversity and trying to stay, you know, positive and continuing to work hard in, you know, games that not necessarily, you know, you're not in a playoff spot or, you hate to say it, but kind of meaningless games in terms of the standings. You know, we found a way to make sure that we continue to play because they are meaningful and you know, we're fighting for a spot on the team next year, or whether we're fighting to stay in this league. There's always job opportunities and stuff like that that open up for guys, and you want to take advantage and be the first one in line for that. So I think it's just, you know, the constant grind through even like the parts of the season that are hard on you mentally, for us to really get through that. And it'll be a lot easier to play hard and to play well when you're winning games, right? It's more fun that way. So if we can do it now, I can't imagine how energetic this locker room will be and how exciting it'll be when we are in that winning column more.
What does the team have to do to become harder to play against?
I think, you know, a lot of times what people really see and what you guys will probably see are the stats, and they usually involve goals and assists or stuff like that. And you know, I think we can really get away from what's the most important thing that wins championships is defense. And you play good defense, it fuels your offense. And I think it's important to have a willingness to do that. And I think at times, yeah, especially when the season is tough, guys may be looking for ways where they can look better. And that's getting a goal on the score sheet or doing stuff like that. And, you know, it's only human nature to sort of, you know, just kind of getting that mindset. So we have to do our best to prevent that and realize what's really important to win as a team, and what's going to go a long way. It may not show at the beginning, but it's playing hard defensively, and it's going to help your own stats too. Obviously you don't like to talk about individual statistics, but it's just human nature. I think when seasons get tough like this, and obviously you're competing for jobs, there's guys that don't know if they're going to be here. Guys are trying to find a way to look good themselves, and I think that's, you know, that can't happen. That's never going to happen on a winning team. So it's a big thing to be playing hard, solid defense.
You're listening to Sharks Hockey Digest on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Ferraro enjoys working with all of his teammates, but he has some pretty comparable experiences to that of rookie Henry Thrun. As was the case with Mario, Thrun jumped directly from college hockey to playing defense in the NHL, but he did that without the benefit of a full training camp as Mario had done. Ferraro gave us some thoughts on Thrun's progress.
I love Henry, man. Like, he's a funny guy. I like being around him. Feel like he's really mature for his age, too. He's a positive guy. He makes me happy playing with him. And I think he's going to do really good in this league. We've talked about that, me and a couple other guys this year, that, you know, we really think Henry's going to be a solid player. And I think he came a long way this year. I know he had a couple tough bounces that I felt for him. You know, kind of been in his shoes, and wasn't in his shoes alongside him this year in a lot of those games too. But being a young guy, obviously it's a little different. You may get down on yourself here and there. But I really, like, never felt like he was down on himself. And I think that that's like one of the most important parts of being a professional athlete in general is, you know, moving on and getting to the next game and you know, not letting the previous game kind of affect you moving forward. And I think he does a great job at that. And that's like one of the most important things. So I have a lot of confidence in his game and growing. And yeah, he's a solid dude.
Does Mario believe that the necessary culture is being built to produce a winning club?
I think we can do a lot better, but I do think that, you know, I mean, in terms of, like, our locker room, like, we get along like no other. We've had a lot of fresh faces this year, and guys have had no problem feeling comfortable with each other. And, you know, I thought we had a lot of dinners together on the road, and we've developed, you know, a good relationship with each other, and that's always important. And I know that may seem like, oh, like, that should be easy, but when you got a lot of new guys coming in and out of the locker room, it sometimes is a little challenging. We had a lot of young guys, like on that last road trip, for example, we had a ton of new guys that showed up that weren't here all year. New guys that signed, and that can be hard for those guys coming up. And then, you know, for us, we have a short period of time to sort of make them feel comfortable, make them feel a part of something, you know, especially in the way the season's kind of gone, right? So it's a challenge, you know, that's one of the most important things in order to win this, you know, a championship. I mean, I obviously haven't won in this league before, but in previous leagues that I've been in, like, you know, the locker room is always really tight and guys are really close, and that's definitely a really important part that I hope that I can contribute in a way to build.
Where does Mario want to improve his game?
I think that defensively, I want to be better. I thought that, you know, when I came into this league, getting guys up against the glass and being aggressive in the corners was one of the better things that, better parts of my game. And I still believe that, and I still take a lot of pride in that. And so I do think I need to improve on that. There's a few times this year where I got penalties trying to get wrapped up with guys, and that kind of, kind of showed me that I think that I can be a little bit better at getting guys up against the glass and ending plays quicker without, you know, taking a penalty. And it was a couple times, right, holding penalties, and those are obviously, you don't, I'm a guy that likes the penalty kill, and I believe that I'm an important role in the penalty kill, and so if I'm in the box, I can't really help my team out. So that's an area that I want to get better at. And then I think that I had a lot more shots than net this year. A lot more. Showed in my production this year compared to any other year that I had in this league. So, I mean, I'll never take myself as a guy that's going to put up a ton of points, and I don't really care about that kind of stuff. But it just showed that getting pucks in the net just created a little bit more offense. And I think that if we're a team that is having more success and is creating more offense, it'll show even more. So I want to continue to work on that, getting pucks in the net and just getting it down there for our forwards.
You're listening to Sharks Hockey Digest on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Mario and his girlfriend love the outdoors, and they took it upon themselves to do a total disconnect last summer for a while. Is that in the plans this year?
Well, I'm going to do one of those again. A little bit different of a route, a little bit more planned. So I have some exciting places to see, and I'm going down to Florida for a little bit, and then I'll be in Toronto for the majority of my summer training. But I look forward to that trip. I'm really excited about it. I mean, I got the setup for it, and obviously during the season you don't have time to take advantage of the opportunities of getting outdoors and stuff like that. So I'm definitely going to do that.
How does that mental disconnect help him refocus for the summer training and the season to come?
I think it's, you know, whether you're winning or losing, I think it's always important to just, you know, take a few steps away and take some time. I don't know. I just think that's important, just for yourself, for the mental grind. Because even when you're winning, it's still tough on you mentally. There's expectations that you may feel like you need to rise to, and some standard that you need to make sure you keep up, and that brings on some stress. So I think that it's important that we let go a little bit and have some fun, and I just think it's good for the mental health side. And you know, this game is, a lot of it's mental. I'm sure you've obviously heard that before. So being sharp in that area is really important.
Disconnect or not, Ferraro will definitely be paying attention in late June when the Sharks select first overall in the 2024 NHL entry draft. They'll pick four players in the top 42 selections, including first overall. For Mario, getting the number one pick and having so many opportunities to select highly touted players is a real jolt for the entire organization.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would. But at the same time, I don't think any of us in this locker room are relying on that to provide energy this year or next year. I think we can't focus on that, because at the end of the day, you know, that may not happen, but it doesn't matter, because whoever it is, they're going to be a part of this team and they're going to provide energy and they're going to be a good asset to this team. And you know, we're excited for whoever we get. And like I said, it has to start in this locker room. It can't just be one thing that's going to, you know, give us life. You know, we have to find other ways, and we have to build that from the ground up. And we want to look at it as whoever's coming into this team, like the Will Smiths and whoever we select this year. And we want to make sure that they're coming into a group that's already energetic and already has a foundation built. And, you know, that's what I think is most important.
So if you're enjoying the great outdoors somewhere this summer, chances are you might run into Mario Ferraro. But know that when he resumes training after that brief disconnect, he'll be focused and ready to go as one of the more important players on the roster. Thanks for joining us today. For the Sharks Audio Network, I'm Dan Rusinowski.
You've been listening to Sharks Hockey Digest. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.